Good afternoon and welcome. And I firstly want to say thanks to many of you who have DM'd me on today as it relates to my birthday. So thank you very much. But many people have said, are you actually working today? And I say, look, I wouldn't miss doing what I do every day if you dragged and pulled me. I love what I do. And you know, in many ways, I may consider this work. I consider it a privilege to be here. So welcome and good afternoon. Our Trades and Construction Facebook Mastermind Group. Got an awesome topic to be unpacking here today. How to be more efficient and hopefully more profitable, but ultimately how to be more efficient and be profitable in today's sharing. So do you look at the number in your bank account and think, oh, we're always busy. Surely this number should be higher. Surely it should be better. Do we look at, our efforts and our endeavors and think, hang on, I should be further ahead. Now, if you're finding yourself on the tools more often than you'd like, constantly chasing your team and putting out fires left, right, and center, well, you know, you're not on your own. However, there are ways to be improving and certainly accelerating the structure, the way you approach your working week, the way you and your team ultimately approach your working week. So when you aren't going to, when are you going to find the time to work on your new goals that you've set yourself? You know, there's got to be time allocated where you are in me time, in what I call selfish time, where you are truly reflecting, you are reviewing where you are and where you're going. Don't let those goals or those dreams that you had literally a month ago on the 1st of January or even before that, I hope. Always dangerous to have the dreams on the 1st of January. However, it's a new year, it's a new season, and we have such an opportunity to not let those goals and dreams that we had at the start of the year fall to the bottom of the list. So they'll never be a priority again if you allow the busyness of day-to-day happening for you. So in this live stream, I'm going to share my top efficiency hacks that you can use to get more done in your business, ultimately move you and your business, not only at a business and professional level, but also at a personal level forward, progressing. Know that you are winning the game and you're moving in the right direction. Have more cash in the bank and ultimately have a waiting list of A-grade customers and A-grade team wanting to join your business in due course within your plan. So it does start, as all great things do, with a can-do mindset. So everything I've even shared in the first 1 minute or 2 minutes of this live feed here means zero if you don't have a can-do mindset. Now, the danger of having a can-do mindset is that occasionally when the appetite is high and the stamina is high or the energy is high, we certainly put ourselves under unnecessary pressure to do way more than we've ever done before, and therefore we run out of steam. So your can-do mindset is about step by step, piece by piece, day by day, being consistently 1% better. So in this Facebook Live, I'm going to cover off on how to set up your default diary or the alternative diary as it's referenced in Deadwoods to Diamonds to give you more business at a time. Delegate tasks, grow that team, grow that ability so that things get done to the same high standard without needing you to be in the center of everything and feeling like you are absolutely choked in the middle. Get everyone on the same page with smarter team meetings, more communication, more transparency, and whatever. So over these next 10 or so minutes, I'm going to give you 4 to 5 key methods that if you can just get this structure and get the day-to-day and the week-to-week sorted, then the month-to-month will start showing up in a different way as it relates to freeing up your time and getting your team working as one aligned and the business elevating its ability to be a benchmark business. So let's kick off as it relates to today's sharing. So always be clear. Always be clear about your outcomes. You know, where are we? Where do we need to be? What are the next 1, 2, 3 moves you need to be working on? And if we think about the game of chess as an example, chess masters are referred to individuals that are always 12 steps ahead of the game in chess. So if you think about where you are today in your business, if you could be 1, 2, 3, 4 steps as it relates ahead in your thinking, as it relates to what are your outcomes and where are you going, and the yellow brick road, the actual plan and the daily activities to get you there, it's important to have your plan and your activities translated from words to numbers. So knowing where you're going, what it actually looks like, is a set of words typically. And as I'm just about to share with you, the pros in any walk in life, the pros as in the benchmark, the top 5%, the top 10% in anything we do, whether it's music, sport, politics, business, life. What they say is words are good and stories are great, but the numbers never lie. This will always be your source of truth. So as you get better at turning words into numbers and numbers into words, then you are definitely moving towards something that's not going to be as stressful or as painful in what you're leading. So take good advice on always be developing scoreboards in your business. So as you get clearer on your outcomes and your belief to execute on time, then it's critical to be building scoreboards for all three key areas in your business. Now, the three key areas are sales and marketing, which are business benchmark group, as you'll know by now. We call that lead flow, and we measure that through the quote register. The second area is operations. 80% of all the money that goes out of your business that you are paying cash out every single week, every single month, is typically in your operations. So create scorecards and scoreboards as to, are we delivering on time and on budget and a little bit more than what we promised? And we measure that through the work in progress register. And the third and most important area is finance, you know, your financial scoreboards. The ability to understand the language of business is finance. So if you're creating scoreboards in your lead flow, in your sales and marketing, through your quote register, you're creating scoreboards in your business in operations, which is your work in progress register, and you're creating a better understanding, an elevated understanding of your finance and your scoreboards there, then you're ultimately keeping not only yourself, but your whole team aligned and focused to what is working, what is not working, and ultimately, what are we doing about it, which is where the corrections and the realignment to get you back on track as to, are we achieving and or not achieving the scores that we are setting up? Now, I start off with those two key points initially in sort of moving you forward from, are you always busy and there's not enough money? Now, if there's not enough money in your bank account, that is a direct result of, well, what are we aiming for? Where should we be versus where are we versus, I don't think I have enough. Does that make sense? So getting real clarity around your outcomes, setting that yellow brick road, ensuring that you're building scorecards across your quote register, your work in progress register, and your cash flow forecasting, that is absolutely the key ingredients to absolutely hack and absolutely reinvent what is in your bank account within 90 days, 180 days, and 360 days. So again, reach out and ask questions, as many of you have been in recent times in the Trades and Construction Facebook Mastermind group, as to, do you need any help with that? Now, the third key thing I want to be sharing with you is, now that I'm clear about what the numbers need to look like and the scoreboards across the key areas of my business, setting up the alternative or the default diary system, as we refer to it here at Business Benchmark Group, each week as though it was a GPS to high value activities. Now, why would setting up an alternative diary or a default diary, would that be a great idea? So think about this. If you have your actual diary and you have an alternative or a default diary that represents, the alternative diary actually represents, you get a chance to design a diary that says, okay, where do you want to be? Where do you need to be so that you are absolutely executing on your high value tasks? So your alternative diary is your GPS to be moving more and more to being accountable to the high and most important valuable work in your business. Now, let me give you some examples as to what high and most valuable work is. High and most valuable work would be team meetings, where you are definitely sitting around the table and even if you're in a small team, it's only you and the mirror, let's call it, or you and 3 to 5, 10 others, sitting around the table and truly speaking to the scoreboard of the job, to the scoreboard of the department, where you are absolutely clear about what is working, what is not working, and what can you do about it, is absolutely a high value task, right? A low value task would be, inputting all the receipts of your business into your MYOB or Xero account. And there's plenty of ways to automate that so you can do it more efficiently. Or at some point you will delegate that, you know, buying the milk for the fridge or putting, putting the rubbish out. They're just examples of low value tasks. And ultimately the alternative diary is only filled with the high value and to achieve elements in your working week. So The alternative diary represents exactly what you would have been working on if you weren't pillar to post or distracted or less organized and accountable with your time. So it's important and critical for you to be starting to look at an alternative diary which only has the most important tasks within it. And the most important task cannot be, for many of you, truly more than 30% of your working week. If you invested 10 to 20% of your working week in the most important space, and you started really hitting and executing at that point, then within a year, 2 years, you'll be able to go to 40% and 50% and eventually way better people than you that you have automated and delegated and or eliminated tasks from your working week. And therefore, your alternative diary today becomes your actual diary within a year or two as you're building the muscle and the discipline to be this type of leader. Within your alternative diary, you are designing exactly which part of the week, and specifically in the AM or the PM, whether it's a Tuesday or a Thursday or a Monday, that you'll be working on your top three things to achieve list per day. So if you think about what are your top three things that need to be achieved per day, they are valued at $1,000 per hour. Now, you don't get paid for that today, but the work that you're putting into that particular hour or 2 hours or 3 hours of your working day ultimately will bring $1,000 an hour into your business in the near term versus your to-do list, which is valued at $50 per hour. And eventually those to-do list items are going to be automated, delegated, or you're absolutely going to realize what a load of crap it is me doing that sort of work in my business, which is not helping me move in any way, shape, or form forward. So thinking about this in a different light would be your to-achieve list is important. This is the important work that at this point as the owner or leader in your business, it is up to you to absolutely be accountable, whether it's an hour or a half an hour or 2 hours per day, you are absolutely doing that. And doing it earlier in the day would certainly work to a higher level than not. Your alternative is your to-do list, which is typically the things that were urgent. It's a limit that, oh my God, I've got to go to Bunnings and grab that material, or I've got to make that phone call to follow up that lead because we're running out of work and the girls are not going to have any work in the next 2 days. So they're the urgent things, which is your to-do list. And ultimately what you're building is this mindset, this muscle of doing the most important things in the first hour versus the 11th hour, and then slowly but surely getting the urgent things off your plate. Now, it takes time. It's like going to the gym. You got to do a lot of repetition to build muscle and sustain muscle. So the ultimate prize in your alternative and versus actual diary, your ultimate prize is this slice of time, which starts immediately today, a minimum of 5% of your working week or 2 hours of your working week, as we call it at Business Benchmark Group. This is business owner time. And it's valued at $10,000 an hour. That's the $10,000 an hour mindset that you are bringing into your business for only 2 hours of your working week. You get to choose which 2 hours they are, where you get to review, you get to reflect. You get to ultimately reset every single week what is working, what is not working in your quote register. Are we attracting the ideal customer at the ideal job at the ideal margin? And are we making it easy for them to buy, which is a sales process? Are we delivering on time and off budget and a little bit more than what we promised? And are you growing a team that's going to be better than you? Ultimately, in finance, what is working, what is not working, what are we doing about it? Your liquidity ratio, your cash flow forecasting, are we rolling that forward every 26 weeks? What is my total employment cost direct versus income ratio? What is my debtor days and how am I addressing that? So these are elements of business owner time at a Business Benchmark Group. We are absolutely committed to helping everybody of you elevate from being the best tradesperson or best construction person in your business to being the best owner of a trades and or construction business. That is the difference, and that is the journey. And if you have a can-do mindset, you're absolutely going to nail this and follow our lead. I love what is happening in this private Facebook mastermind group. I want you guys to be very, very comfortable with introducing your friends here and, take it a little bit of a journey into our business health check and go and complete your business health check and see what happens in terms of your quick wins and your new opportunities for the time that we've created here today. You know, the gap that created from that that audit, and how you can ultimately move forward and bridge that gap. Looking forward to meeting Josh and Sam in the next couple of days, and look forward to our meetings, guys. But more importantly, don't wish it was easier. Wish consistently that you have that can-do mindset that's absolutely represented in your scorecards. And you don't need big wins. You just need gradual 1% wins every single day, and watch what happens in a given 90, 180, 360-day period. I'm Stefan Kazakis, truly privileged and blessed to be sharing a couple of moments of my what I love is business, and what I love sharing is my wisdom and my knowledge over so many years in this game. So power to you. Make it happen. Don't dream and not do. Dream and absolutely do, and watch what happens. Thank you, everybody. Speak to you guys next week. Look forward to it.